A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Tezayin, Megillah 16a, page 31, but we'll start from the facing page. So we're on the bottom of page 30, Tesvav Amud Beis 15b, about six lines up, Balayla Hahu, on that night, which is considered the turning point in the Purim story. Balailu ahu, it was on that night, Nodadoshnas HaMelech, that the sleep of the king was disturbed. Amar Rabbi Tanchum learns, Nodadoshnas Malko Shal Olam, we're referring to Hashem's sleep. We have this description that when the word HaMelech is used in the Megillah, it has a double meaning. It could mean Ahashverosh, the king, but it also refers to Hashem, the king of the world. And Reb Tanchum learns that the sleep of Hashem was disturbed. What does it mean, Hashem sleeping? Hashem doesn't sleep, he's not physical. But he makes like he's sleeping. He's passive, he doesn't take action, he doesn't respond to the crisis. In the words of the Maharal in his Perush to Megillas Esther, that he's sleeping mitocha vono shebeyad Yisrael, because of the sins in the hands of Klal Yisrael, so he makes like he's sleeping. We have the expression in Tehillim as well, vayikatz, that Hashem wakes up, so to speak, kigibar misronin miyoyin, as if he was a strong warrior who was sleeping from intoxication or something. But suddenly he gets up and he begins to take action and swiftly does an end to the crisis. For Rabbonon Amri, the Rabbonon say, Nodudu Elyonim, Nodudu Tachtonim, it was a night of great activity. The upper ones and the lower ones, the Malachim, were activating Klal Yisrael to make sure that they would daven the entire night. And others say that it's referring to the upper ones, the Malachim, keeping Ahasuerus up that night by telling him, Kafui Tova, you are ungrateful. Shalem Tova Lemisha Asa'a, repay the good to the person who did it. Referring to the fact that he should check into his life and realize that Mordechai saved his life. Rava Omar Shnas HaMelech Ahasuerosh Mamish, it's referring to Ahasuerosh. Naftol Milsa Bedaite, something came into his mind. Omar, he started saying, thinking, Maidikamon, what's going on over here? Dizaminte Esther Lahamon, that Esther invited Haman. Maybe there's a plot that they want to kill me. Hada Omar, he thought to himself, if it was true that a plot is hatching, wouldn't somebody have informed me? Hada Omar, and then he thought, on the third hand, at the fourth hand, Dilma Ika Inish da Ovid Bitivusa Velo Parate. Maybe there's somebody that did good to me and I didn't pay him up. And therefore they're hiding from me. Like, why bother with an ungrateful king? Miyad, immediately, Vayomer, he therefore said, to bring the book of Chronicles, his personal diary, and they should read it and tell him what has been recorded here that might not have been addressed. And in fact, moving on to today's daf, Lo Naso Imo Dovar, on the third line, he was told that Mordechai had never been repaid for saving the king's life from the plot of Bigson and Seresh. Haman, as described in the Megillah, arrives that morning to ask for special permission to kill Mordechai right away. And he doesn't realize that he's walking into a death trap, because at that very moment, Ahasuerus is looking for a way to reward Mordechai. When Ahasuerus tells Haman to reward Mordechai with a public display of accolade, so Haman says, you could settle your hakaras hatov, your gratefulness, b'chad diskarta, with one city. He'll own the city. Inami b'chad nahara, or maybe with one river, and he'll get the taxes of the river. Amalei and Ahasuerus told him, about the seventh line down, hanami havle, oh, you could give him that too. But al tapel davar mikol asher dibarta, but don't diminish anything from the public display that you described when you suggested how to honor a person who did good to the king, put him on the horse and parade him through the city. The Gemara tells us, Vayika Haman es halavush ve'es hasus, that when Haman went with the clothing and the horse, and the Megillah makes it very simple, as if he just chick-chock took Mordechai, put him on, and paraded him through, there actually was a lot of dialogue that's implied, that's included in that verse. Ozel ashkeche diyasvi rabbonon kamei. He went and found that the rabbonon, the rabbis, were sitting in front of Mordechai. Umach v'lei hilchas kemitza. And he was showing them, Mordechai was showing them how to do kemitza, which is the special procedure in the Beis HaMikdash when they brought the Karban Omer. And this was that time of year, had the Beis HaMikdash been standing. So he was osek in that topic because that was the mitzvah of the day. Kevin dechazia Mordechai deosik deapik lekivle. He saw that Haman was coming. Mirsis. He got afraid. He figured, Amar lehu l'rabbanan, he told them, Haman is coming to kill me right now. Zilu mikamei, go flee from here. Dilo sichavu bigachelto, he's a powerful man, and you shouldn't get burnt together with me. Be'ahi shaitan, the Medrash discusses that the Talmidim didn't want to leave. Be'ahi shaita, at that moment, nesatef Mordechai v'kom le'litzlusa, Mordechai wrapped himself in a talis and he started davening. Asa Haman v'yosev l'kamayu. And Haman, very respectfully, sat down in front of him. He has no choice. V'orech, and he waited at length. Adesalik Mordechai litzlusei, until Mordechai was finished his davening. Omaluhu, and then Haman asked him, b'mayaskitu, what were you involved with when I showed up? Amrulei, so Haman Amaluhu, Haman asked, what were you involved with? And he was told, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayom, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they would go and they would take this special portion with the Kohen with his fingers in a certain way, umischaperle, and that's how they achieved atonement. Amar lohu, Haman said, Asa mole kumtze kimcha didchu, your portion of flour has come, vidochi asara alfe kikri kaspa didi, and has outweighed, pushed away the enormous amount of money that I offered to Ahasuerus to have you killed. Amalei, Mordechai commented, Rasha, you wicked one, Eved shekana nechosim, when a slave acquires property, Eved lemi unechosim lemi, who owns the slave, who owns the property? Basically, Mordechai is telling him, as we saw in the last session, being that you sold yourself into slavery to me years before, the entire asset which you gave to Ahasuerus really belonged to me, and you were giving my money to him. It's an act of theft, and therefore you really didn't give anything to Ahasuerus. Amale, and Haman told him, Kum levosh hanimani, go dress in these special royal garments, urechov haisusya, and ride on this horse, deboilach malka, because that is the will of the king. Amale, and Mordechai responded, lo yachilna, I can't do something like that to honor the king, ad da'ailona leveibani, until I wash myself, ve'eshka lemazye, and I take a haircut, de'lav orach ara, because it's not proper, le'ishtamusha b'mone de'malcha, to use the garments of the king without looking respectable. And the Gemara describes how Haman had to go and assure and take care of the needs of Mordechai like a worker in order that he could fulfill the directive of the king. And this is considered the critical turning point in the Purim story, the Nodido Shnas HaMelech, the awakening, the slumber of the king with its multiple meanings, which occurred through tefillah, through tremendous davening, and the directive to Haman, which was the beginning of his fall, recognizing that his plot would not come to be. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.